This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, and it's going to be an amazing Thursday. Wow. We've got some news coming down. Hunter Biden pleading guilty. Kind of, not really. I will explain here in a few. The right participating in left-wing ops. We do it, they do not. Why? Let's discuss that tonight. That'll be fun. Cost of food going through the roof, illegals voting in elections, and raping Americans. That's a thing. I want to go to the polar ice caps to become an explorer. Apparently, you're going to have to pay for COVID shots. And a lot of people might not get to see Trump beat up Dome on stage next week. All that and more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And this is probably the most important thing. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything, but we will spend all 3 hours answering your questions. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email it in right now. Now let us begin. First, the big story is, well, here's the headline from the New York Post. Hunter Biden plans to plead guilty in a $1.4 million federal tax evasion trial. I know you already know the game, so I'm not going to insult your intelligence by breaking this down and explaining it. You know what's going on here. Before we get to the actual what's going on, though, let's be clear about what he's doing. He's getting a sweetheart deal already because he's not really pleading guilty. He's getting what's known as an Alford plea. What is that? Here, let me play this to explain.
Hunter Biden's attorneys have stood up in court and said that he's offering to resolve this case, avoid going to trial. The trial is supposed to start with jury selection today, Wolf, but he's offering to enter a plea, what's known as an Alford plea, where he maintains his innocence, but essentially puts himself at the mercy of the court and accept whatever sentence, whatever punishment the judge in this case deals out. And so we don't.
Okay, so allow me to explain. I know he laid it out there. Let me give it to you in very, very plain terms. An Alford plea, which Hunter Biden got, it is not an option that is available most of the time. It's not as if you get rung up by the feds, you're going to have an Alford plea option. The DOJ has to agree to allow you to do an Alford plea. So what is it? It's you saying, I am innocent. I did not do this. I am not guilty. But this evidence is a lot, and I don't want to go through all the trials stuff, so hey, you just charge me with whatever you want, but I am not guilty. That is extremely rare. If you plead guilty to crimes, they'll make you read confessions out in court. I did this and I did that. If you get a judge with an axe to grind, he'll make you explain why you did it. Hunter Biden, he gets to say, I am totally innocent, not guilty. I mean, you can charge me. We don't have to go to trial, but I am not guilty and get away with it. So that in and of itself is obviously a sweetheart deal he's getting. And let's just fast forward to the end. People are pointing out Joe Biden and Corinne DeVersity Hire saying this a lot.
You said from the podium that President Biden would not pardon his son. If Vice President Harris is elected, would he tell her also to not pardon?
I mean, that's a hypothetical that look, the president, I could speak for the president, and he said he would not pardon his son. And I'm just going to leave it there.
He's going to pardon his son. This is Joe Biden. Joe Biden claimed he taught the Second Amendment in college. Joe Biden has claimed to be Greek, Polish, Jewish, black, and various other things. Joe Biden has claimed to have had a football scholarship. Joe Biden has claimed his son, Beau Biden, died in combat. He's claimed this multiple times. Joe Biden claimed he got in a razor fight with a black gang against a gangster named Corn Pop. Joe Biden is more than willing to tell huge lies. As long as he's been a politician, he's told huge lies. You think Joe Biden, who's he's not even on the back nine. He's on 18 and he can see the clubhouse. Do you think Joe Biden, who's just about to just slip into the sea, is going to be even a little bit hesitant to let his son off scot-free? Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Not exactly like it's an Oracle prediction. Hunter Biden is going to get off scot-free, courtesy of dad. Cross my heart and hope to die. Write that one down. That's a guarantee. But let's move past that, because that's actually not the reason I wanted to go over all this today. Hunter gets the Alford plea, going to get off with daddy's blessing. We got all that. Let's talk about the DOJ. You see, because of some information that's been out there for the past 24, 48 hours, there are a lot of people, for a lot of different reasons, who are losing sight of the top evil. The top evil. The most dangerous evils in our society. Let me ask you something. Let's say my neighbor across the street, what if he hates white people? Let's say he's maybe he's an Asian. He's a black dude. He's a black dude and he hates white people. Okay, it's not ideal. You don't want to have a racist neighbor. I can avoid him, though. I can move. I can do things like that. But he hates white people. Okay, so that's bad. But what's worse? My neighbor who hates white people, he's got a real axe to grind with white people. Or a judge in my county, he's a black judge. He also hates white people. Which is more dangerous to me? Which is more dangerous to my family, to my community, to everything? It's the judge. The judge is the one that holds real power, the power to destroy lives. The Department of Justice in the United States of America is evil, deeply, deeply evil. They are. And people tend to lose sight of that from time to time. We're talking about Hunter Biden. Do you remember the Department of Justice already tried to get him off scot-free with not only these crimes, future crimes? You remember why this case was even necessary, right? They had agreed, the DOJ, they had agreed to a sweetheart deal where Hunter Biden was really going to get off with a slap on a wrist. And as part of the sweetheart deal, they just slipped it in there. Hunter Biden was going to be immune from future crimes that might come up. An insane deal. It's not some kingpin who's bringing down the mob where you could maybe even halfway justify that. It's an insane deal, and they were giving that to Hunter Biden. The Department of Justice is not a tool of whatever party is in charge. It is a separate thing. The DOJ, our DOJ, though, is a weaponized evil tool of American communism, and they have operated like that for years now, finding Republicans, any right-wing activists they can, arresting them, hunting them down, calling them terrorists, sending SWAT teams to their home, whereas Democrats get the full protection wherever it can be provided. If your name is Hunter Biden, the DOJ will bend over backwards to ensure you get off scot-free and never see a day in prison. If you're an 89-year-old pro-life woman who lives her life to save the life of
of the unborn, and the DOJ catches you praying outside of an abortion center, they're going to send you to federal prison where you will live out the rest of your days. Let's do remember the chief danger in this society, because I see way too many people today, in light of this Russian news, forgetting the fact that there is nothing more dangerous than a Justice Department that has declared you to be the enemy. Because the Justice Department, they can ruin your life and even end it. That's the power they have. So let's discuss that. Let's discuss participating in left-wing ops as the right is doing right now. Before we discuss that, there are places, sadly, in this country where you are not even allowed to own a gun to protect yourself. I'm looking at a story right here. In fact, I'll talk about it later. Dude gets his home broken into in Honolulu, pulls out a gun, shoots the guy. He's on trial for second-degree murder. Did you know that Byrna, the non-lethal pistol launchers, did you know they're legal in all 50 states? You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. I have a Byrna with me. It's in my car. I have one by my nightstand. My wife has one on her at all times when she's jogging, paddle boarding, running to the gas station. She has something on her that will stop a violent man from hurting her without killing him. So even if you're one of the, I don't like guns. Fine. Shoots pepper balls, tear gas balls. It's non-lethal. And it works. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. That purchase might save your life. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. All right, so let's discuss, because this is a much bigger discussion than today. This is about understanding what we're going through, the country we live in, and how we operate as new things come down, as new information comes down. So, the DOJ, Russia, all this stuff. Right now, you've probably, if you paid any attention to the news today, you've seen that the media, Democrat politicians and commies in the media, they're running with this new Russian indictment from Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray.
The American people are entitled to know when a foreign power is attempting to exploit our country's free exchange of ideas in order to send around its own propaganda. And that is what we alleged happened in this case.
So whether it's China, Iran, Russia, or any other country, attempts to meddle in our elections or destabilize our free and open society represent attacks on our democracy. And as long as foreign adversaries keep engaging in these hostile influence campaigns, they're going to keep running into the FBI.
So let's just recap for those who missed it yesterday. On September 4th, miraculously, right about the time early voting is about to begin, the DOJ publicly announced, as you just heard there, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, that they have indictments against a couple Russians. And what do these Russians do? Well, they've paid off some podcasters, influencers, I guess people, that's such a weird word, but they've paid off these TV, radio hosts, podcaster, writer types on the right. They've paid them off to create division. They're spreading millions of dollars around. Now, let's discuss this, shall we? Because what's happening here is very clearly an operation by the communists, not an operation to root out Russian corruption, not an operation to track down dirty Russians. It is an operation aimed at winning an election. It's an op. This is an op. And let's just be clear about this. I'm not saying anything
about the validity of the charges. I have no idea. None. You have no idea. None. Here's what I do know. There are three big names attached to this. Merrick Garland, Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Lisa Monaco, also of the Justice Department. Lisa Monaco is less known. You should know that she is, surprise, surprise, an Obama lady, a committed communist who was tearing through this country for the during Obama's term in office. Then she stepped away for a little bit. Biden gets back. She goes right back into office doing her destructive things. There are not one, not two, but three committed soldiers of the system. And those are the three names that are part of this indictment. And again, I want to stress, maybe it's all valid. I don't know. But what I do know is this. I know the timing of all of this is designed for one thing and one thing only. It is designed to help Democrats win elections in November. That's why it's there. That's why it happened. That's why it happened when it happened. And of course, surprise, surprise, the media today, now that they've been handed the talking points from the DOJ, are taking it and running with it.
The thing that is so... Well, obvious about this, not surprising, is we have all seen it for several years. Mm-hmm. There are people who are deliberately, or knowingly, or unknowingly promoting Russian propaganda. Propaganda that comes straight from the Kremlin.
The system speaks with one voice and moves with one purpose. And the reason I wanted to have this discussion is twofold. Because we have to discuss the future of the DOJ and criminal charges, and we have to discuss operations and how they work. You remember when Tim Walz was named as Kamala's vice president? I bring this one up because it's the most recent one. You remember it, right? And you remember all the stolen valor stuff that came out, claimed to be command sergeant major, ran out on his troops. You remember all that. Of course you do. Let me ask you something. I want you to brew on this for just a minute. Let me ask you. Think hard. Can you name a single left-wing journalist, pundit, radio host, TV host, podcaster, whoever they are, can you name me one? Chris, I'm asking you two, legitimately asking. One left-winger who participated in the right-wing op against Tim Walz. Anyone? I'm not asking for 10. I asked for one. Name me one. Chris, you look at this stuff. Nothing, huh? No, nobody. Huh. So when the right was running an op, inaccurate op, I might point out, but when the right was running an op against the left, no left wingers participated. Not a single one. They locked shields and defended their guy. Now, let's discuss the left wing ops. Why the right participates, and then the future of justice in this country. Before we do that, let's do this one. Hey, Jesse. There's an article here that claims the majority of dog owners care more about their pet's health than their own. When I read it, I thought about you and Fred. When you got the splinter in your nipple, maybe you should have wondered what you would do if it had been Fred's nipple. Look, first, Fred doesn't really get injuries because... whenever Fred does the slightest amount of physical activity, he fails and he goes back to sitting. How bad is it? I'm not making this up. You can ask my wife if you ever talk to her. Fred has fallen down several times going up the stairs. I don't mean fallen forward or backward, and I don't mean someone's pushing him, and I don't mean he's running. He'll be walking up the stairs and his feet will just slip out from under him and he'll fall down on his side on the stairs inexplicably. This is what I deal with in the house. This is why we give Fred rough greens. We know he needs extra help. He needs extra nutrition help. He needs all the help he can get. Give your dog rough greens. Pour it on his food. I want Fred to live long. I want your dog to live long. And that's why we give our dogs rough greens. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're discussing a couple different things. We're discussing the DOJ, and we're discussing participation and Democrat left-wing ops. As I pointed out beforehand, when the right was running an op, Tim Walz gets announced as VP, the right ran an op, an operation against him, exposing his past, stolen valor. This is what he did. I asked you, I asked Chris, I asked you to name me a single left-wing pundit who criticized Walz, who participated in the right-wing op. Nothing. You can't name me one because they don't do it. Now, the right does. In the last 24 hours since the DOJ announced indictments, a bunch of right-wing podcasters, well, not a bunch, but a few, get caught up in some kind of alleged Russian influence operation, spreading Russian money around. Again, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I don't know. How many people on the right have participated in that op? A lot. Not all of them, not at all, but a lot. Now let's discuss the why. And this is really, really important, not for this case, not because it matters here, because for the future of our country, what we're about to discuss is going to matter a lot. The system speaks as one, moves as one, with a common purpose. They drop indictments like this right before an election for a reason. So why would anybody on the right participate in an op? Well, there are different reasons for different people. I will tell you this. Let's just get this one out of the way because this one really won't apply to you. In the right-wing media sphere, radio, TV, podcasting, all the different ways you can produce media of any kind, just like any other business, it's not like it's worse in this one, just like any other business, jealousy is a thing, a big, big thing. And don't you experience that in your business? Or if you're one of the kids who listen in your school, you ever see or experience the fruits of jealousy? Someone else wanting what you have, wanting something else. That's a huge thing here as well. If you've heard anyone on the radio, TV, I knew we couldn't trust that guy. There's a very, very, very good chance that guy, whoever they happen to be talking about, has the job and the paycheck that media person actually wants. But let's move past that. For people who don't do radio or TV, and they're saying to themselves, well, it looks bad. I read the indictment. It figures. There's also a tendency to have an axe to grind with various people on the right who do radio pundit stuff, TV pundit stuff. And so when one of them gets busted, especially if it's one who's said things you don't like, maybe you'll be inclined to agree with it. That's a very common thing. For instance, one of them, and I'm not going to name them, one of the people who got written up in this indictment, their names in this indictment, is somebody who's been vocally critical of Trump recently, of some of Trump's positions for various things he's taken. Hey, Trump shouldn't have said this. Trump shouldn't have done that. And I've seen a ton of this. I figured, I knew it when they were criticizing Trump. I knew it. As soon as they criticized Trump, I knew they were dirty. You need to be careful about that. You need to be really, really careful about automatically joining a left-wing op because the op happens to be aimed at someone you have an axe to grind with. And one of the best ways you can be careful about that is recognizing that it's an op. These people don't move ever for just independent reasons, for just justice reasons. That's not how communists operate. Communists, no matter who they are, whether it's an Antifa dirtball in the streets or Lisa Monaco at the DOJ, they are moving with a purpose that has nothing to do and I mean nothing to do with whatever they state their purpose. They're fighting a revolution. They're running ops. Even when those ops are aimed at people you dislike, distrust, or whatever, understand that's what they're doing. We have got to stop with this madness of participating in left-wing ops. I can't stand it. I know Christopher Wray's evil. I know Merrick Garland's evil. Merrick Garland claimed he couldn't arrest people who were firebombing pregnancy centers because they were doing it at night with masks on. I know Merrick Garland is evil. I get it. Merrick Garland got a letter from the White House. It was sent to him by the teachers' union in the White House complaining about school board moms getting too loud at school board meetings. And Merrick Garland convened the counterterrorism heads of the FBI to send them after school board moms. Merrick Garland's evil. I know. Christopher Wray's evil. I know they are. But they are speaking with one voice and they are moving with one purpose. And they are so much more dangerous to you and to this country than any right-wing pundit you happen to have an axe to grind with. These people are evil.
I will say you're quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the of the abortion centers, but that is generally because they are those actions are taken in, with photography at the time, during the daylight, and seeing the person who did it is quite easy. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night in the dark. We have put full resources on this. We have rewards out for this.
Oh, they're doing it at night in the dark. Sorry, we tried.
He's evil. He is probably more evil than Joe Biden, because being attorney general means you are the top law enforcement officer in the country. If you take that position of power and use that position for political reasons, you belong in federal prison for the rest of your life. Merrick Garland should be put on trial. That's the truth. And so I'm just asking again that we recognize when ops are being run against our side. And I'm not telling you at all. I'm not asking you to jump in and defend someone on our side. But I am asking, please stop piling on them. Please be aware that an op is being run. Be aware of why it is being run. And if you don't have anything nice to say, just sit it out. I know you might have an axe to grind, or maybe you're jealous, or maybe I don't know, and I don't care. What I care about is stopping the communists from what they're doing. These people lie about everything all the time. That's the truth. And they lie because they're fighting a revolution. And that brings us to something else, something that is going to make you very, very uncomfortable. And I'll be frank, it's going to make me very uncomfortable. But when it comes to indictments and arrests and charges, we have to adjust our thinking. Let's talk about that next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. So we already talked about ops, participating in theirs, why they don't participate in ours. Now let's discuss a mental adjustment that we're all going to have to make, and it'll be difficult for us. We on the right
we have lived traditionally in a much more pro-law and order mindset. And that is understandable. And honestly, I still am in that mindset. However, once your justice system turns evil and turns against you, it is going to be difficult, but you must adjust that mindset. Remember, I keep bringing this up. I want you to remember these things. Cheryl Atkinson. Remember Cheryl Atkinson? This is not some hardcore right winger. She was just a journalist for CBS. She was the one asking hard questions about Barack Obama. Cheryl Atkinson found out the feds were trying to plant child pornography on her husband's computer. Child pornography. Is there anything more disgusting than that? So let me ask you this. And I want to ask you this. It's a legitimate question. If you woke up tomorrow, let's say we never heard that from Cheryl Atkinson ever. If you woke up tomorrow and you saw a headline sitting there and it said, Mrs. Atkinson, Cheryl Atkinson's husband arrested for child pornography, what would be your first instinct? What would it be? Oh, that scumbag. Oh my gosh. Give him the electric chair. Oh, these dirty pedophiles. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Shouldn't your first reaction, shouldn't my first reaction be, what if they're lying? Because they lie a lot. The DOJ and FBI just tried to frame a bunch of morons in Michigan for an assassination plot of Gretchen Whitmer, an assassination plot that was planned, coordinated, and funded by the FBI itself. The FBI planned, coordinated, and funded an assassination plot and then took all the guys they swept up in it and tried to send them all to federal prison. Your first instinct, no matter what, when it comes to federal charges from the DOJ, your first instinct should be they're lying. That is the default position. If there is ever a time in this country where these people are arrested, I'm talking about DOJ people, where they are arrested, convicted, and sent to prison for their crimes, then maybe we can get back to being in a place where we will believe charges when they are brought down. I wouldn't believe the DOJ if they who's somebody I hate on the right? Chris. If the DOJ brought down charges against Jewish producer Chris tomorrow, I would still say they're probably lying. And this is me. I want Chris to go to prison. I would still assume the DOJ was lying. That has to become our default position. But because we've had so many years of conditioning when it comes to being law enforcement and law and order and things like that, we feel the need to kind of, well, maybe they're not lying totally. The charges do look bad. I read the indictment and it looks bad. And you know what? This one we're talking about the Russia stuff. This is pretty benign. It's taking money from some Russians and then, hey, will you make some YouTube videos? It's stuff like that. What if it was child porn? What if it was thievery, swindling old ladies out of millions or something? Who knows? Running guns, running drugs, murder. What if it was something else? You'd be even more inclined to side with the DOJ because of how bad the charges sound. And that is a mentality we have got to stop. These people view the bureaucratic agencies of government. They view the positions of government as being weapons. That's how the communist views everything, whether it's the military, FBI, DOJ, IRS, EPA, you name it. Everything is a weapon that can be used against their political opponents. We talk like that all the time. We even acknowledge that. You're probably sitting there nodding your head right now. Yes, I agree. Yes, they do it. But then when they bring down an indictment, maybe against somebody we don't like, then we say, I always knew that guy was dirty. Figured. No. The default position is they're lying. That should be the default. Hey, Jesse, you were right about the Russia hoax again. I'm not happy, but I was like, Jesse, that would be stupid for them to try again. Yet they just went back to their original playbook, and people will still believe it because people still believe the first time. Of course they're going back to the Russian playbook. Of course they're going to announce an indictment that has to do with Russia on the same day that where they announced they're sensing a lot of Russian interference. They are gearing up to challenge an election. They're worried they might lose. On top of that, they're going to use the DOJ to arrest, imprison, and intimidate as many people as humanly possible between now and the election to silence opposition, because these people believe in silencing opposition.
And will put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms, because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy.
The Democrat candidate for president is running for office on the stated policy position that she will send the Department of Justice after social media companies if they publish opinions she doesn't like. It's time to adjust our thinking when charges are brought against people, even people we don't like, on our side. All right? It's going to take strength. That's why you need to get some chalk. I want you to go to chalk.com right now, chok.com. I'm not even telling you to get anything. I want you to go look at everything they have, because people do not really understand how much stuff Chalk has. It's way more than male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks. It's Chalk lit powder. I drink Chalk lit powder every morning. Every morning, it's the first thing I do. Goes right in a smoothie or a glass of water, a glass of milk, and I chug it. Vitamins, minerals, I'm set for the day right there. Go to Chalk.com, the highest quality of natural herbal supplements from the most anti-communist company I have ever dealt with in my entire life. Half the stuff Chalk sends me, Seton, who he runs Chalk, half the stuff he sends me, I can't even publicize it. That's how amazing Chalk is. Call him. Text him. The Dimes are standing by on the phone to help you. 50-CHALK-3000. That's 50-CHOQ-3000. All right? All right. Now let's talk about this Trump-Harris debate and do some emails and stuff. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.